Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Surah Hud alayhi salam, verse 41 through 43. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala anbiya'illahi jami'an wa ala sayyidihim wa khatamihim habibi ilahi al-alamin Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa qala irkabu fiha bismillahi majraha wa mursaha. Inna rabbi laghafurur rahim. وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. First of all, on the 3rd of Rajab is the anniversary of the departure of our 10th Imam, Al-Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wassalam, the Imam who succeeded his father Imam Muhammadin al-Jawad at a very young age, and he was killed at the age of 40. He was born in Medina al-Munawwara and he died in the city of Samarra at the hands of the Abbasid Caliph al-Mu'tamad al-Abbasi, who murdered the Imam by poison at the age of 40. The Imam alayhi salam, he lived 20 years of his life in Medina and another 20 years of his life in Samarra. And the reason why he moved from Medina to Samarra is that the governor of Medina, who worked for the Abbasid, he sent a message to his caliph in Baghdad, because Baghdad at that time was the seat of Khilafah, that if you leave this man, meaning Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wassalam, then there will be no one following you in this city. This man has attracted all the people in this city to himself. And I fear that if this continues, then you're going to lose Medina, lose control on Medina. So the best thing I suggest is I will send him to you so you keep him under house arrest in Samarra. And when he arrived in Samarra, the Imam, he was mistreated by the Khalifa, by the Abbasi Caliph. He was under house arrest. The Imam, when he arrived, he purchased a piece of land where the shrine, his shrine, and the shrine of his son, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari, is on that land that was purchased by Imam Al-Hadi when he arrived in the city of Samarra. And he was killed at the age of 40, succeeded by his son, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Askari, alayhi salam. The other issue that tonight is Laylatul Raghaib. It's a very important night during the month of Rajab. It's the first Thursday night during the month of Rajab. And there are some a'mal and some prayers and some supplications and some du'as that one can perform during this night. So if you get a chance and go home and recite some of these du'as, and also do some of the prayers, and remember the mu'mineen, remember your community, your family, remember the followers of Ahlul Bayt in your prayers. This is a very good month. This is Rajab Shahrul Istighfar, an opportunity for us to go back to God, those who drifted away. It's an opportunity for us to prepare ourselves and our souls and our hearts to go back to Allah. In a preparation for the arrival of the month of Ramadan, these 2 months, Rajab and Sha'ban, are extremely important. It would provide us with the opportunity of preparing ourselves for the arrival of the month of Ramadan. And I will speak probably tomorrow during the Friday prayers about the fadila, the virtue, the importance of the month of Rajab. And inshallah, tomorrow evening we're going to have a session which is an open session. It is organized by the youth, but it is not only for the youth, for all the adults, for a speaker who's coming from Minnesota to speak here, Manar Mhawash. She's Palestinian American, and she has a good subject to speak about tomorrow, inshallah, here Friday night. And on Saturday, you are all invited to attend the conference of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. We have an honorable Christian leader from the UK, London. He's attending, he's speaking, Dr. Chris Hewer. And we have Sheikh Hussam al-Attar, and we have this sister Manar Mhawash are going to be among the speakers. On Saturday night, we begin 7:15 with the Salat, and immediately after the prayers, the program begins, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجراها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم. So he said, after the rain started pouring, Nuh alayhi salam said to those who were a few, some people put them at number 80, only 80 people. 80 people in a huge community who were ready to go with him and accept him and listen to him and believe in God. The vast majority of them rejected. The vast majority. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. No one accepted him, believed with him, except قليل. قليل. Little. Allah says little. The number was a small number. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. So he said to those who were ready to go with him, he said to them, اركبوا فيها, embark upon it, بسم الله مجراها ومرساها, in the name of the Lord, be its coursing and its mooring, مجراها ومرساها, إن ربي, verily, my Lord, إن ربي لغفور رحيم, he's forgiving, merciful. بسم الله مجراها ومرساها. Always be in the remembrance of God, my friends. When you are sad, when you are alone, when you are worried, when you are concerned, when you are fearful, when you have a problem, when you are happy, when you are with your family and friends, when you are at work, at home, always remember God. Always be with Him. Always. Our life without remembrance is wasted, believe me. It's wasted. Our life without connection with God is vacuum, is empty. Is empty. Even if you have the best business, the best family, the best house, the best connections, if God does not fill your heart, you are a loser, and you would realize that. Maybe in the midst of our arrogance, our power, our influence, we don't understand. But one day we would realize that all these things, be it wealth, connections, fame, all these things would not help you. You would leave them behind. The only thing that helps you is your connection to the source of everything, to the source of everything in this universe. So always remember God. When you open your eyes in the morning, remember Him. Before you close your eyes in the evening, remember Him. In between, remember Him. When you ride your car, going to work, to school, remember Him. Always. Bismillah majraha wa mursaha. If you seek safety, not just physical safety, spiritual safety, psychological safety, remember God. Thus, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, he teaches us beautiful recitation, not long, very short. Every person can memorize it and every person can read it before you leave house. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam, he says, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْخُرُوجَ مِنْ مَنْزِلِكَ. Once you are about to leave your house, whether you are riding a car or public transportation, or you walk, before you leave your house, say the following. Say, Bismillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. Three sentences, very easy. Bismillah. The second one, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The third one, tawakkaltu ala Allah. So, it, once you say these sentences, فَفِي قَوْلِكَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, when you say Bismillah, a malak, an angel is going to say, هُدِيتَ أَيُّهَا الْعَبْدِ, O servant of God, you have been guided. هُدِيت, from huda, from guidance. When you say this word, Bismillah, and the word comes from your heart, not just the tongue. Your heart says Bismillah, in the name of the Lord. An angel is going to tell you, Hudita ayyuhal abd, you have been guided. And guidance is the opposite of misguidance. So if you leave your house, everything you're going to do is going to be guided. You don't do something wrong. Misguidance means error, mistake, violation, sin. So once you leave house and you say Bismillah, that journey outside your house is going to be a righteous one. You are not going to commit a sin. You're not going to do injustice to anyone, neither to yourself. Then, وَفِي قَوْلِكَ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ يَقُولُ الْمَلَكُ وَقِيتَ أَيُّهَا الْعَبْدُ. When you say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ, I have no power except in the Lord, in my Lord. Every energy, every force, every power I have, it comes from Him. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The angel is going to send a message to you. He will say, you are protected, وُقِيت, from وِقَايَة, protection. The first one, هُدِيت, guidance. The second one, protected. You are physically protected and mentally protected. You're going to go and come back home safe. Safe. The third one, وَفِي قَوْلِكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you say, I put my trust in God, that angel is going to say, كُفِيتَ أَيُّهَا الْعَبْدِ. كُفِيت, from kifaya. Kifaya means you have been sufficed. You have God and you don't need anyone else. And therefore the shaytan is going to say, فَيَقُولُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Imam Ridha says, فَيَقُولُ الشَّيْطَانُ حِينَئِذٍ. When you say these three sentences, Bismillah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, shaytan is going to say, كَيْفَ لِي بِعَبْدٍ, how can I overcome a servant, هُدِيَ وَوُقِيَ وَكُفِيَ. This servant, God has guided him, protected him, and suffices him. How can I overcome him? How can I reach out to him? How can I get close to him? I can't. Say these three sentences. And teach these three sentences to your children, to your family members, to your friends. Wherever you go, take this sentence as a gift and give it to people around you. Tell them, once you set foot into your car, before you drive, before you move, Bismillah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. And go with peace of mind. Don't worry. There is a superpower there protecting you, guiding you, and sufficing you in everything that you're going to do that day. This is connection with God. Once we forget about God, we mention everything. We mention dunya, celebrations, meetings, food, fun, but we don't mention God. The heart is going to be weakened, my friends. The fuel for your heart, the energy for your heart, the strength for your heart is dhikrullah ta'ala. And this is why the Quran in chapter 33, Surah Al-Ahzab says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, who you believe, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember God, much remembrance. Not once or twice a day. Part of this remembrance, five times a day, the prayers that we do. But this is not enough. When you are by yourself, speak to God. Say Allahu Akbar. Sanctify Him. Say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. The Prophet said, whoever says, La ilaha illallah, ghurisat lahu shajaratun fil jannah. A tree would be implanted for him in paradise by saying, La ilaha illallah. And nothing better than La ilaha illallah. No dhikr, no remembrance is more powerful than this sentence, La ilaha illallah. Very brief. Remembrance of God, it will strengthen you. Even if you miss someone in your life, you are not going to miss God. God is going to replace. If you lose money, if you lose health, still you are with God. And whatever happens to us is imtihan, test. God gives and God takes away. One day He gives, one day He takes away. When He gives, He's testing. When He takes away, He's testing too. Both. So Nuh alayhi salam, in the midst of that huge flood, some people believe that it was regional, the flood was regional, only in the area. Some commentators believe it was universal, encompassed the entire earth. But this is not the case. I believe it was regional. In the midst of that huge flood, And waves like mountains, as we're going to read in the Quran. He said these sentences, Bismillahi majraha wa mursaha. Don't worry. My people, don't worry. You are safe. Nothing is going to happen. You are not going to be drowned. Don't worry. Read the prayers and put your trust in God. God is going to bring peace to your heart. Peace, tranquility into your heart. Bismillahi majraha wa mursaha. Inna rabbi laghafurun rahim. First of all, my Lord is forgiving, even if you have committed sins. But when you go back to Him, He's forgiving. God is the most forgiving. Sometimes we don't forget. We the people do not forget. We are reluctant. But God is not reluctant. God says to the Prophet, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَخْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. I am ready to forgive all sins. No matter what you did, if you come to me with a broken heart, especially these nights, Laylatul Jum'ah, Thursday night, and this night in particular, Laylatul Raghaib, special night where Allah opens His gates for forgiveness so people can go back to Him. No matter what you did, God is willing to forgive. La tayasu, do not be despondent and despaired from God's mercy. La tayasu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah, verily God, يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. All sins, no exception, depending on our hearts and our intentions. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَاهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. While the ark, this ship that he spent time in building it, and they were ridiculing him once they passed by him, وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عليه ملأ منهم سخروا منه. They were ridiculing him. Now it's a real ship. It's in the midst of a huge ocean. It was a land before. It was a land. But then that land, through a miracle of God, constant rain, not only constant rain coming from the sky, even the springs inside the earth gushed forth with water. The earth itself. So water from everywhere that filled all the valleys, and it became like an ocean. And God says, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. This ark is sailing with them upon waves like mountains. That is God's description. When God says the waves are like mountain, it is serious. This is not someone who is, you know, in a small boat who says, I saw huge waves. These are really huge waves. Mawjin kaljibal. What is the height of a mountain? The average height? I don't know. 10,000 feet? 15,000? Huge. Huge waves. But this ark is sailing. وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. Here, Nuh, of course, he fulfilled his mission by inviting his community for 950 years. But a few of them listened to him. The vast majority rejected him and denied him. But remember, Nuh is not only a messenger, he's a father too. He's a father. And one of those who rejectors was his son. His name was Canaan, which is mentioned in the Torah, mentioned in the biblical books and the Quran. The Quran does not mention the name, but mentions that his son. He's a father, and father is emotional, definitely. A father, a mother, parents are emotional. They are worried about the safety of their children until last minute. Though he was always calling him and he kept rejecting, but even when he embarked in the ark, he could not leave his son outside. So Wanada, he called out on his son. Wanada Nuhun ibnahu wa kana fi ma'zilin. The son, he went, who remained aloof. He went by himself, standing aside. Far from his father and far from his community too. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. He was watching. So son, Nuh was in the ship. The son was outside. What did he say to him? قَالَ يَا وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا. بُنَي تَصْغِير ابن. تَصْغِير. تَصْغِير means when you want to spoil someone. Ali, you call him Allawi. Muhammad Hammoudi. Ghulam, what do you call him? Ghulumi? I don't know. We have to ask. Fatima Fatumi, for instance. To make someone want to spoil someone. So, son in Arabic is Ibn, but he did not say Ya Ibni. He says Ya Bunay. What does that mean? It means, though you are adult, but in my eyes, you are the same little boy that I raised you. And I can't afford missing you. I need you. I still love you. I want to save you. I want to save you. This is the atifa, the emotions of the parents. But children do not realize this. When do they realize it? When they become parents themselves. Before they are parents, they don't know how much their mothers love them or the father loves them. They don't know. They don't get it. They don't get it. The day they get married and they become fathers and mothers, he says, wow, now I remember how much my mother loved me and how much she sacrificed for me, how much my father provided me. Now I know, after 40 years. So the father was not leaving his son. Sometimes children, they leave their parents. They leave, they forget about parents. I know some children, when he got to know a girlfriend, he left his parents, he went with his girlfriend. A girlfriend that he has been knowing her for 2 months. He insulted his parents. He disrespected them because his girlfriend, who's only 2 months with him, and she's going to dump him soon after 2 months, he disrespects his parents for the sake of his girlfriend. Whereas parents, no matter what happens to them, their children are number one in their life. They cannot forget about them. They can't. And this is God-given. This is not something that they learn at school or they read in a book. This is God-given. This is inherent in their souls, in their blood, in their veins, to protect their children, to wish happiness for their children. يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَبْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Do not be with the disbelievers. But unfortunately, this son who had been wickedly influenced by the environment, by some bad friends around him, and also the influence of his mother too. Because the mother also rejected her husband. The wife of Nuh rejected him. God gives example of two wives, of two prophets, Nuh and Lut. Allah says those are the people of Gehenna, Jahannam. They rejected their husbands. They denied them. So unfortunately, the forces of the environment on the son were bigger than the emotion of his father. Much bigger. So what did he say, the son? قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. Look at arrogance. He's looking at the waves, huge waves. But he still rejects. Imagine someone, he sees the danger, he knows he's going to die, he's going to perish, but his arrogance does not allow him to accept the truth. This is arrogance. This is a disease, my friends. Disease. Some people know. No, this road is dangerous. What he's doing is dangerous. These drugs are dangerous. Gambling is dangerous. Fornication is dangerous. Theft is dangerous. Drinking is dangerous. But still, they don't accept their parents' advice. Or anyone else's advice, for that matter. They don't. Why? Are they crazy? No, they are not crazy. They are arrogant. Arrogant. Maybe they do good at school. They do good at school. They are not crazy. They are not out of mind. No. They are arrogant. They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen. So the son was so arrogant. What did he say to his father? قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلْ. Awi means I will take or seek refuge. Iwa, refuge. Ma'wa. Ma'wa, refuge in Arabic is called ma'wa. Sa'awi, I will seek refuge where? Ila jabalin, I'll go to the summit of the mountain far from the water. Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'simuni, protects me, isma, protection, protects me min al-ma, from water. And I will be safe. And I would not board the ship with you. Leave me alone. The father answered him. He said to him, قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. There is no protection from God's commands Wherever you go, even if you go to the moon, you're going to drown. لا عاصم اليوم من أمر. Because this is the commands of God. This is not just natural flood. No. That you can evacuate, you can run away. Whoever did not embark on this ship is going to drown, wherever you go. Because this is the command of God. God is determined to destroy those people who did not embark upon the ship. لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم. Except those that God bestows mercy upon them, and those mercy upon them, who are they? People in the ship. People who boarded the ship. إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. Eventually waves came between them, between the father and the son, so the son was one of the drowned ones. فكان من المغرقين. The son drowned right before the eyes of his father. And then we will say next time, what happened? What did the father say to God about his son? Because it's difficult. It's not easy for a son to die right before the eyes of his father or his mother. Those are parents. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And then, my friends, let me conclude with this hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. My friends, the ark of Noah, this ship, it's the ark of salvation. It's a physical ship, okay? It's a physical ship. So whoever boarded the ship was saved. Whoever refused, drowned. During our time, there is another ship, but not physical ship. It's not a physical ship. This ship is what? Spiritual one. And where is this ship? The Prophet. And this hadith is mentioned in the books of Sunnah and Shia narrators and transmitters of hadith. Huffaz, Muhaddithin. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his community, مثل أهل بيتي فيكم كمثل سفينة نوح من ركبها نجا ومن تخلف عنها غرق وهوى. This hadith is accepted by a huge swath of historians, مفسرين, محدثين on both sides. The Prophet said, the parable of my family among you, O Muslims, is like the ark of salvation, the ark of Noah. Whoever boarded and embarked upon it was saved. Whoever was left behind and did not want to join, غَرِقَ, drowned, وَهَلَك, perished. So we have this ship now. And the Prophet is saying, come and embark upon this ship. Don't leave it. Don't go somewhere. Don't say, I'm going to go to the top of the mountain and I'm safe. I have another people helping me. This is the help. This is a ship. The ark of salvation. Muhammadun wa alu Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. But something important I have to say. Some people believe that by merely saying I am Shia, I am following of Ahlul Bayt, he is going to be saved. This is not right. This is not right. You are wrong. By mere belief, you are not going to be saved. You have to act. You have to follow Muhammad and Al-Muhammad. You have to follow them in their manners. Muhammad and Al-Muhammad were organized. Are we organized? They were disciplined. Are we disciplined? They were committed to their societies, to their families, to serving people. Are we doing the same? They sacrificed. Do we sacrifice? Ask yourself. If you do these things, then you are a true follower. If you don't do these things, your house is not organized, your mosque is not organized, your community, your country is not organized, then you are not the follower of Muhammad and Al-Muhammad. Go find another name. Ahlul Bayt, they teach us that we put others before ourselves, so we are not selfish. They teach us honesty. They teach us integrity. They teach us to speak the truth. They teach us to sacrifice and help. If we do these things, then we are their followers. If not, then this is not a right claim. May Allah bless you all, inshallah, and bestow His mercy upon all of you and His blessings upon you, and Happy New Year to all of you. And may Allah, inshallah, count us among the true followers of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, inshallah, to be their true followers, so when they look at us, the Prophet and his family, they become proud of us. They say, this is the community we want. But now if you ask me, if he looks at the Shia community, they say, no, this is the community that we don't want. They are not proud of us now. They are not. In our social life, in our political life, in our economic life, we are not advanced. We are not a role model. We are not example. No, we are not. The day we become example, they say, we are proud of them. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khairat. Khodavand be in madar sabr bede waqean inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah ada anta tawazza. Yes, la ilaha illallah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah, let's pray for her. Allah bestows on her sabr, inshallah. Sabr and ajr. دخترتون در بهشت حاج خانم. جای بهتریه دخترتون. نگرانش نباشید. خداوند به شما صبر بده انشاءالله. و صلی الله و سلم على سیدنا محمد و اهل بیته الطیبین الطاهرین.